mass customization of the prices, many firms are increasingly able to consider the mass customization of the promise. Mass customization of the price. In today's relatively transparent market, customer understands supply and demand pricing better than before. So the customer really understands how the pricing is done. The customer knows that what is the supply and what's the demand. So pricing on mass customization is the understanding of the needs of the market. So of the prices, let's see further. Today's customer, they are very price sensitive. They understand better what is cheap and what is expensive. Obviously, cheap and expensive are two terms, but at the same time, all cheap does not mean it is a low quality. That also is the understanding of today's customer. Some ready to pay expensive price, but that is how and what is their approachability to that. What is that type of a market audience that would also consider expensive product and expect supply and demand to drive the product. So in mass customization of the process, we are talking of a good flow of supply and demand. Technology allows a real-time pricing at a more granular level than ever before. So nowadays, pricing plays the role from the technology. In the new world, business can change prices more quickly. So in today's world, as we read it here, the prices can quickly change and they can make more sophisticated information available to their customer. Ideal example I would give you is when mobile phones were developed, when any electronic technology, gadgets were developed. Look, when the computers started coming around 80s and 90s, and the laptop were coming in 80s and 90s. Those were the American suppliers. They started manufacturing. They could command a special pricing, but it came into mass customization of the prices. China stepped in, Korea stepped in, other countries stepped in, and look where the prices of laptops are. It was a dream to own a laptop before. I'm talking in 90s. It was something like more than lakhs of rupees. Now, as you know, the pricing varies anything from 20,000 to 50, 60,000, which was a dream before with not so much. So technology has quickly changed and that has affected the pricing. So in mass customization of prices, this has to be borne in mind that its customer is very sensitive of the price. They will wait. You would hear many times a customer say, it has been launched today. iPad 7 has come in or iPad 6 has come in. Let's wait. This would go away. New thing will come. So wait for some time. Customer can wait. So quick technology would possibly change. It is a changing world. Now let's talk about the process. From a customer relationship management perspective, mass customization is a process that enables customer to dictate their touch point with their business process at no or a very little incremental cost to the firm. So the process, as it says, that it's a business process at no or very little incremental cost to. So in the process, the cost should not go up. Companies that have complex process in which process status changes frequently, such as insurance claim, spoken orders, used to tell customer when the status change at their convenience, if at all. So the process should be fast, and in customer relationship management, that whenever this sort of changes happen, when the process is complex, the companies keep telling in advance, all our claim will take 3 months to settle after receipt of whatever it is. So that process and mass customization. Now dealing about the partners involved in mass customization. Partnership once created interfaces that were exposed to the customer. In the fast food industry, we are talking about the fast food industry, which all of us are using. A McDonald's or MacD competes with few brands here, the Burger King. The firm line up a powerful partnership with another soft drink manufacturer, Coca-Cola or a Pepsi. So it is the combination that competes and able it through different brands. So that's a mass customization. So everybody who buys from a one particular fast food joint would be only able to buy that particular brand of soft drink. There is no choice for him. So that's a partnership that they have entered into. So McD or Burger King would have either with Coke or Pepsi. Examples only here. Historically, such partnerships were predefined. Structured relationship in which term definition of product and services to be supplied were entrenched within the complex contract. Yet increasingly partnership must be flexible to customer needs. So in case if the customer is not happy with the product, then they have to look into and give option. But yes, in mass customization of the partnership, this goes as a brand, they go hand in glove. See few examples. So what we need to be, of course they have predefined here, but as you would notice, they just don't highlight it. They would just say, I would like to have a soft drink. And many of them, because of the different customer taste, would not very predominantly exhibit that partnership. Now we talk about the challenges of 4 C's. 4 C's here refers to the customers, the competition, communication and commoditization. So again, we have been continuously saying that we are in the era of customer-managed relationship, obviously, where business value means customer value. What are your business terms is what your customer want. You cannot come up with your own values for business and different values for customer. So business have to rethink how they serve and manage customer. So business, the companies have to continuously think, rethink time and again. They must decide how to do business and manage customer. The solution, as I said, is in the 4 C's: customer, competition, communication and commoditization. Let's take them steps by step. Customers have more options than ever before and are very discriminating. So loyalty, in a way, is an old term thing now. The customer is important and customer knows that I have the option, I can discriminate between these two products. Customers of today can find the right product and right supplier at right price. So customers knows in today's world that he can get what he wants and what she knows who is the right supplier and what she or he needs, knows what is the right price to be given for that. So no customer can be just said that this is the price and then you can come into a, you have to understand a value of a customer. We come to the competition. It is easier for a competitor to offer a similar service. Like when these days, a lot of consumers are shifting from a particular mobile company to another because of their mass process of advertisement. Ultimately, the other mobile company has agreed to offer what the new migrated mobile company is offering. So it's easier for a competitor to offer similar services and products and get into the newer market quickly than before. So with this process, the competition is always active and ready to offer match what the other is offering. So this is an element which is a challenge, the competition, which is losing loyalty of ongoing customers. Communication. Customer has a much larger and quicker access for the information than ever before. Today's customer doesn't get to read about a product through the newspaper alone, or a handout, or a big hoarding being appeared. Communication has been at the fingertip nowadays. It could be through mass media, through television, through print media, through electronic media, whatever. He or she learns about the ongoing products, and he has a larger and quicker access. So all I said about this, the advent of internet allows access to information. Even if that is not, the customer can himself or herself look into the other competition and access to information of competing products and services at a click. Nowadays the millennials, the youth, is fully aware of how to search for a price, how to see what new is being offered, just by going into a click of a button. In a modern network world, the communication gaps between the buyer and suppliers can be bridged rapidly. So gone are the days when customer and the supplier would only talk or learn about each other for months or days or weeks together. Now it is bridged and it is just accessible by click of the internet. We continue on the four C's again. The commoditization. The first three C's means that there is a general industry trend towards commoditization of financial services. Products and services have become so similar they can be directly compared. So much products are equal to each other that they can be directly compared with one another, with not even the least thing which could differ from one another. Only when the products are differentiated can businesses break out from competitive pressure to reduce prices. So when you identify this about the difference what others are offering, then you break out and get into the new products. We come back again to customer manage relationship. A successful customer based customer manage relationship based on marketing system. So marketing system is dependent upon a behavioral design that recognizes and rewards the customer for the performance of the five essentials. Now we again go into how this system is dependent on a behavior and how does it recognizes and rewards. Let's take engagement. Willingness to accept the company's marketing promise or value proposition as the motivating premise for building the relationship. So engagement, getting connected, getting accepting the company's promise. Whether you like to get engaged into that. Consolidation. This is the first area of the greatest relationship marketing opportunity. Motivating the customer. Getting the customer motivated for your product. Creating an interest for your customer. Getting your customer to think about your product. Getting the customer to decide about your product. To look into the various aspects of the product. Understanding the details of the product is the motivation or consolidation process. And motivating the customer to consolidate all of his business within just your company. So the future needs fulfillment. Again, another important thing in customer-based customer marketing, relationship based marketing. Future needs, what if my demand, my needs differ? Then if the customer is meaningfully engaged and recognized and rewarded for positive performance, will naturally consider the future need as a priority supplier to your company. Somebody is happy with the product and he knows that this company would definitely be there to support me for all my future needs, then they would get, if they feel that it, my future needs will be fulfilled, he or she would get connected. Reference. Oh, this is one area that is the most interesting area. A well-designed customer-manager relation system will reward existing customers heavily for referring family and friends. Reference, again, I would repeat, brings you much bigger business than anything else, because you have left a happy customer, a satisfied customer, a customer who needs were met. So he sends his family, she sends her friend, motivating your existing customer to become your sales force. So ultimately, referrals are the one area of business which every good company looks forward for, because that brings you additional business, additional sales. Retention, oh, we retain them. Retaining a customer is a very important element of a successful business strategy. Otherwise, any ongoing business would start plateauing. And plateauing in a business trend is not a very good sign. Because when you start plateauing, I'm talking of the plateau of the business, wherein the business start moving and doesn't grow. So that is a very negative signal for business, because it may start dropping in a future or within a short span of time if the competition enters heavily into the market. So retention, the ultimate reward, all of the marketing activity is to keep the customer for the lifetime. Something which most companies look forward for, retaining once a customer, always a customer. So customer manager relationship does this through the delivery of higher level of customer satisfaction, which converts lifetime retention. So retaining is very important. So CMR, which is customer manager relationship, as a new marketing model, the concept of the CMR is not complicated. It is not something which should be taken as a NASA science, a nuclear science, no, rocket science, no. It is simply concentrating on measuring a customer's lifetime loyalty to a company and recognizing the same. It is as simple as that. Measuring a customer's lifetime loyalty, so long as he would need a computer, he would go for X brand or Y brand. So lifetime loyalty and continue recognizing, I have a good experience with a particular product, I would continue recognizing that. So let's summarize, let's wind up what we have said. Those who see current and future value in every customer are willing to cultivate that relationship through the implementation of low-cost customer-driven marketing that tracks lifetime loyalty and performance of every customer and recognizes that loyalty for its relative level of performance and value will most certainly become the winners in the future games of marketing in every industry. So those who seek current future value in every customer, they are willing to cultivate that relationship. Those who understand what is the current, what our customer need today and what the customer would need tomorrow, so they want to build up they want to work for that relationship and implementation of low-cost customer-driven marketing, where the costs are low, not the only the low cost, but not also to compromise on the quality. Those who realize that and implement, and that they track the lifetime loyalty. So if the company understands, I am investing into making a lifetime loyalty and performance for every customer, that the loyalty for its relative level of performance and value will most certainly become the winner. So they would be the leader who understand this, that investing into the product with a customer focus, with a low cost of marketing. Obviously, if there's a high cost of marketing, you will add it to the product. Ultimately, the price of the value or the value of the product would go up, and that will not make it competitive. So it will not make them the winners, the leaders, the successful in the game. So the future game of the marketing in every industry basically summarizes around what we have said just now. Thank you very much. It was wonderful and pleasure talking to you. Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, thank you.